This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
This edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri has four segments of songs from 2023. Three of those segments are the entirety of Hour 2. And the fourth, first chronologically, is this one. Alan Seltzer will appreciate the lead 2023 track, the John LaBarbera Big Band arrangement of Grooveyard by Harold Land.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was the first of four sets of 2023 songs. Song three in the set we just heard was Meadow Breeze by Brian Simpson from Soul Connection, a June 16th. 2023 release. Brian wrote Meadow Breeze, playing piano and keyboards on it. Steve Oliver was responsible for programming, but not guitar. Ray Fuller was the guitarist on Meadow Breeze, Steve Alanis on tenor sax, Alex Al on bass, Michael White on drums, and Ramon Ray Islas with percussion. Before a track from Soul Connection, there was a track by Lamech called Joint Connection from Emergence, emerging on September 1st. Lamech wrote Joint Connection with Michael Broning. Each of them programmed drums, while Lamech otherwise played lead and rhythm guitars. Mike played piano and keyboards, like Brian Simpson, along with producing, engineering, and mixing the track. Mel Brown was on bass. Mel and Alex Al's basses were electric, and Rufus Reed's was acoustic on the first 2023 song of the night, Grooveyard, as performed by the John LaBarbera Big Band. It was the first track of the show and the first track on John's album Grooveyard, making it a title track, and Grooveyard came out August 25th, the week before Emergence. Grooveyard was a bop composition, a certified bop, by pianist Carl Perkins, no relation to Blue Suede Shoes Carl Perkins, for tenor saxophonist Harold Land's 1958 record, Harold in the Land of Jazz. Perkins sadly died 2 months after composing and recording that album. John LaBarbera and his brothers were first exposed to Grooveyard, one word, via the Montgomery Brothers version as the title track to Grooveyard, two words, in 61. That had Wes Montgomery on electric guitar, Monk on acoustic bass, Buddy on piano, and non-brother Bobby Thomas on drums. "The melody has always resonated with me," said John in the Grooveyard liner notes, "and except for the key of E-flat minor, it lends itself perfectly to a big band treatment." John arranged and conducted all tracks on Grooveyard, and the title track's soloists were John's brother, Pat LaBarbera, on tenor sax, a la Harold Land, and Brandon Coleman on electric guitar, a la Wes. Pat LaBarbera's woodwind compatriots included Erica von Kleist on alto sax and Andy Gutowskis on baritone. Brandon Lee was among the trumpets and David Taylor among the trombones. Accompanying bassist Rufus Reed, a la Monk Montgomery, in the rhythm section were Renee Rossness on piano, a la Buddy, and Joe LaBarbera on drums, a la Bobby Thomas. A different Bobby Thomas will aid Skinny Hightower in Hour 2, but next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, a segment without 2023 songs.
WCWP. At 9 p.m.
WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
2006 is our first stop in the second segment for Prince Vlad, T-Square's instrumental heavy metal banger.
We'll be right back. Hey folks, this is keyboard player Bill Heller from the Rippingtons, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bill had the piano solo on the fade-out for Paradise on the Rippingtons' 2005 album Wild Card. Paradise was a Russ Freeman composition. Russ played acoustic and electric guitars, keyboards with Bill Heller, and drum programming. Eric Marienthal was on soprano sax, Kim Stone on bass, Kim's a guy, Dave Carasone on real drums, and Scott Bredman on real percussion. Programmed drums were all we got on the middle song, Room to Breathe by Najee, from Morning Tenderness in 1998. Najee wrote Room to Breathe with Earl Big Juicy Johnson. Each of them were on keyboards, like Lamech and Michael Browning. Najee was individually on tenor sax, flute, and the aforementioned drum programming. Freddie Fox played electric guitar and James Manning on bass. The set beginning with T-Square and their jazz metal number Prince Vlad from Blood Music in 2006. The metallurgists, if I'm using that term accurately, were Masahiro Ando on acoustic and electric guitars and Keizo Kawano, piano, organ, keyboards. Takeshi Ito played Iwi, Satoshi Bando with a B on drums, and support member Shingo Tanaka on bass. Guitarist Larry Carlton is high-stepping his way to segment three of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
WCWP.
What this world needs is a few more rednecks.
Join me for 3 hours of the most eclectic music on the radio.
WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Larry Carlton is here, and here is the 2011 edition of High Steppin'.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextasy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alexis. That's David Benoit with the first of eight Etudes for the Contemporary Pianist, Journey in a Rental Car, part of the Steinway Sessions in 2017. David's etudes were conceived while a resident at Montalvo Arts in Saratoga, California. In a departure from the norm, he thought, quote, to compose short pieces for piano that would be notated with little to no improvisation. I quote the liner notes further. For this recording, we utilized Steinway's Spirio recording technology. Spirio is a high-resolution system that captures an artist's playing and allows the pianist to hear that performance literally reproduced on the Steinway, exactly as it was performed. This was a real pleasure because it allowed me to give the best possible performance. This is David talking in the liner notes. The sessions were recorded at the new, then new, Steinway Hall in New York City on a new Steinway Concert Grand D-Series, unquote, with my asides. David Benoit's journey was preceded by Larry Carlton's 2011 take on his High Steppin' composition from Alone But Never Alone in 1986, a quarter century earlier. This High Steppin' was part of Greatest Hits Re-Recorded, Volume 1. No Volume 2 yet. Larry's liner notes say, I composed High Steppin' at the keyboard, and it wasn't until we were at the master recording of that song that I first found my acoustic guitar accompaniment part for that melody. The two parts, my accompaniment part and the melody, worked so well together, how well did they work, that they actually became equal. Unquote. Larry was on lead acoustic and rhythm electric guitars, Jeff Babko on keyboards, Larry's son Travis Carlton on bass, and Vinnie Colaiuta on drums. It sounded like there were samples of Michael Fisher's percussion from the 86 original. Either way, Cassiopeia Third take us into our second by going beyond the galaxy.
This is WCWP, Brookville,
Public Radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
WCWP.
It's hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended Beyond the Galaxy, or With Beyond the Galaxy, by Cassiopeia III from Panspermia in 2019. The last studio album of the Cassiopeia III era, the current era, is Cassiopeia P4. Panspermia, which starts with a P, refers to the fringe theory that life exists throughout the universe, or beyond the galaxy, and not just on Earth. Cassiopeia member Issei Noro composed Beyond the Galaxy and played guitar on it. Kiyomi Otaka was on keyboards, including organ, Yoshihiro Naruse on bass, and Akira Jimbo on drums. The All 2023 Hour 2 begins with another female keyboardist, Kayla Waters. Salt and Soak is her song.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Travis Carlton and now Travis Demers. All the songs in this hour of Instrumental Invasion are from 2023, and we just heard three songs from July releases. Third was Skinny Hightower with Lighthouse from Mind Over Matter, released July 28th. Skinny wrote, arranged, and produced Lighthouse, get used to that combination, and he played piano, keyboards, bass, drums, and with Bongo Bobby Thomas, percussion. Drums and percussion were a mix of real and programmed, as with Paradise by the Rippingtons. Damian Nolan was on lead acoustic guitar. Rob Aitken played rhythm electric guitar, two people for what only took one on High Steppin' by Larry Carlton, Travis's father, and Gary Honor on horns and flute. Before that, another July 28th track, Brian Bromberg with So You Think You're All That. Yeah, from The Magic of Moonlight. Brian wrote, arranged, and produced, see, So You Think You're All That, and was on 4- and 5-string electric basses. Gannon Arnold played rhythm guitar, electric. Tom, not Thomas, Zink, on piano and keyboards. Tony Moore was on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, he'll be back twice more. And Lynn Roundtree on muted trumpet, he'll be back once more. The multiple-person horn section was Michael Stever on trumpet, Nick Lane on trombone, and Andrew New on saxophones. Andrew arranged the horns with Brian. And before all those players, there were a mere two. Kayla Waters and Chris Big Dog Davis on Kayla's composition, Salt and Soak, from her July 7th album, Presence. The meaning of Salt and Soak is, liner notes again, relax, be free, be purified, be whole. All programming and music production on Salt and Soak was by Kayla and Chris. Michael Lington's love letter to his wife leads off the next wave of 2023 songs in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
WCWP.
Are you a classic rock fan?
And WCWP.
WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
For his wife, Kerry Murphy, it's saxophonist Michael Lington with Kerry's song.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP roundtree.org.
Thank you, John, J-O-H-N. That was Lynn, L-I-N, Roundtree, without a D, who returned as the lead musician for A Little Closer from his June 16th, 2023 CD, The Message. Lynn played trumpet and flugelhorn this time, just trumpet with Brian Bromberg. Ray Fuller back on guitar, previously heard with Brian Simpson. And A Little Closer composer Greg Manning did the rest. Producer, keyboards, synth bass, drum programming, vocals. Come on! Ahead of Lynn was Pat Metheny, all by himself, on three guitars, though not at once, with Ole and Gard, O-L-E ampersand G-A-R-D, from Dreambox, also released June 16th. The title of Pat's composition is a play on the term old guard, and I'm not going to spell that. The title of the album is a play on the dream vibe with five dream boxes, slang for hollow body electric guitars. And we started the set with Kerry's song, K-E-R-I apostrophe S. There, more spelling. By Michael Lington, L-I-N-G-T-O-N. I'm just going to spell everything here. From his May 12th, 2023, five-track EP, Looking Ahead. Kerry is Michael's wife, Kerry Murphy, and Kerry's song was written by Michael and Chris Big Dog Davis, heard a segment ago with Kayla Waters, and is reminiscent of Chris's It's All Love song for Dave Koz. Like Dave, Michael was on alto sax, Chris was on piano, keyboards, and programming, Michael Thompson on guitars and bass, Eric Valentine on drums, and Lenny Castro back on percussion. Same as with Brian Bromberg. A solo guitar piece by Ken Navarro leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
WCWP.
We all have that one song.
Friday night starting at 7 here on WCWP.
WCWP.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken, ahead of A Little Moxie by Cindy Bradley, another trumpeter, here you are with Understanding.
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shimeri.
Thanks, Jay. When we weren't kicking back and relaxing, we were dancing to Freedom Jazz Dance, covered by Justin Lee Schultz on Just In the Moment. See what I did there, Robert Glasper? Just In the Moment came out the same day as Lamech's Emergence, September 1st, 2023. Pianist/producer/songwriter/arranger Robert Glasper had the intro cameo to a cover of a song written and performed by Eddie Harris on the In Sound in 1966. Freedom Jazz Dance became a jazz standard with trumpeter Miles Davis's version on Miles Smiles in 67. Rosanna Vitro added and sang lyrics for her Passion Dance CD in 96. Justin Lee Schultz arranged and produced his cover. He sang vocoder vocals and he played piano, keyboards, lead and rhythm guitar, bass, and like Gary Honor, all the horns. His sister Jamie Lee Schultz was on drums. What a familial show this turned out to be. Paul Brown produced and mixed Just In the Moment as a whole, and I feel like I've said whole a whole lot of times in addition to spelling stuff. Before that, Cindy Bradley was on trumpet and other things that I'll shortly name for A Little Moxie from Promise, another July 7th release. A Little Moxie and A Little Closer have Greg Manning in common, not to mention a lead trumpeter. In this case, however, Cindy and Greg were co-writers and Greg didn't vocalize. He was still on piano, keyboards, and drum programming with Cindy Bradley on trumpet, flugelhorn, her lead instrument, trombone, tenor sax, and the count-off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Daryl Crooks was on lead and rhythm guitars with Brian Simpson returnees Alex Al, bass, and Ray Islas, percussion. The set started with Ken Navarro on acoustic guitar and nothing else. Understanding was the composition and arrangement to close out Love Is Everywhere, coming out April 7th, 2023. To close out the show is Walkin' by Huge Groove from Comfort Zone, which came out August 25th, the week before Emergence and Just In the Moment. The writers of Walkin' are Steve Huge Groove Grove, saxes, led by tenor, Tracy Traycar Carter, piano, keyboards, Tracy's a guy, and Cornelius Corny Mims, bass. John Jubu Smith is on guitar, Tim Heintz on Hammond B3 organ, Trevor Lawrence Jr. on drums, and percussion a third time by Lenny Castro. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it, because I sure did. I've been laughing so much. As we walk out with Walkin' by Huge Groove. So long.